introduction to Masechet Kilayim. The Torah tells us, Et chukotai tishmoru behemtecha lo terbiya kilayim, sadecha lo tizra kilayim, ubegid kilayim sha'atnez, lo ya'ale alecha. You should follow my decrees. You should not mate two different species of animals together. You shouldn't plant two different species together in your field. And you're not allowed to wear a garment of sha'atnez, that's a mixture of wool and linen, on you. The Torah also talks about kilayim in a vineyard. Lo tizra karmecha kilayim, pentik dash. Don't plant in your vineyard kilayim, two different species, because you're going to have to, it's going to be forbidden to you. And it also talks about animals. Lo taharosh beshor ubahamor yahdav. Don't plow with an ox and a donkey together. And this really speaks about the different forms of kilayim. Firstly, you have kil'ezra'im. You have kilayim dealing with seeds. Like we said, you can't plant or graft two different species together. You're not allowed to mate animals together, and you can't even have them work together. In certain scenarios, we'll get into details in the Mishnah. You're not allowed to wear sha'atnez, which is wool and linen, together, which is a form of kilayim. And each one of these has many different details associated with it. Firstly, it applies to different species. That's an important classification we have to make. When it comes to different species, what seems to be on the surface one species may not be one species, and what seems on the surface to be two different species may be one species. And it all goes back, as the Chazon Ish tells us, the traditions that we have about Kilayim date back to Sinai. Hachamim didn't just make these things up. Hachamim didn't come up with their own conclusions. This is a certain understanding of, we'll call it botany, or a certain understanding of plant life that goes all the way back to Sinai, or goes back to the ability that they have, Hachamim, to classify things with a certain divine inspiration, using their power of observation and reasoning, connected with the divinely inspired powers that they had. They were able to come to understanding of what actually matters. There are many different factors when looking at species. You could say the shape matters, you could say the appearance matters, the colors matter, the leaves matter, the taste matters, the nutritional value matters. What really gets precedence? And that's really what Hachamim had the ability, through the divine inspiration that they had and using their Mesorah, their tradition, to come to conclusions about how certain things worked, what's classified as one species versus another species. There's another detail about Kil'ezra'im, that you're not allowed to plant one species next to another species, even though you're not intentionally planting them together, because you don't want them to appear mingled. So therefore, they have to be spaced at different points. Hachamim really got into, in each species, how much space there has to be. The Mishnah will get into detail very much. There's also a prohibition to maintain kilayim. If you see that it happens to be that kilayim, two different species, are growing in a person's sadeh, his field, he has an obligation not to maintain those kilayim, but he has to remove the foreign plant that's being created over here. But if kilayim were created, and it's a finished product over here, a person is allowed to benefit from kilayim. He's allowed to eat it, he's allowed to benefit from kilayim. The only time kilayim is prohibited is when you're dealing with a situation of a vineyard. When we have many different species or different plants mentioned in the Mishnayot that will follow, many of these plants are lost to us. We don't really know what they mean because of the change of locale, because of the change of language, because we don't use certain things anymore. It gets very tough to identify some of these plants, but the Rambam in his commentary translates them into Arabic, and many of the commentaries use the Arabic understanding of what these plants are called, and they could translate it into an English that we can understand. The Bartinura sometimes quotes the Rash or the Aruch, and he has Latin translations of what certain plants are. So as much as we can, we'll try to come to an understanding of what certain plants are, even though some plants, their understanding of what they are, remain uncertain. Like I said, because of the change of meaning, of languages, of change of locale, certain things became not understood in time of what Hachamim were referring to in our Mishnah. And when it comes to Kilei HaKerem, second classification, second type of Kilayim, Kilei HaKerem means that Kilayim that a person has from his vineyard. When it comes to Kilei HaKerem, there's a lot of different details about spacing, about the definition of what a vineyard is. But the main difference that we have is that Kilei HaKerem, Kilayim that come from a vineyard, is prohibited to benefit from whatsoever. A person actually has to burn them. Hachamim learned this out from the Pasuk, where it says, Lo tizrak harmecha kilayim pen tikdash. A person is not allowed to plant kilayim in his vineyard, so that the growth of the seed you plant should not become forbidden. And the Gemara in Kiddushin expounds on this word, tikdash, become forbidden. It's pretty unusual. Why are we using that word, tikdash, at this point? And Hachamim expound, and they say, really, the word tikdash is a connection or a contraction of two different words that we have, which is tikdash, tukad, esh, should be set on fire. And it teaches us that a person has to burn the kilayim that comes from his vineyard. Likewise, a person is prohibited from maintaining kilayim in his vineyard as well. And the Mishnah will get into much detail about that. When it comes to kil'eh hakerem, when it comes to kil'ayim that one has in his vineyard, even outside of Eretz Yisrael, it would be prohibited from the rabbis. A person wouldn't be allowed to grow kil'ayim in his vineyard from hachamim. But like we said, when it comes from to kil'ayim, regular kil'eh zera'im, planting seeds outside of the land of Israel together, it would not be prohibited. It would not be prohibited. There are many, many leniencies, though, when it comes to planting outside of Eretz Yisrael that the Mishnayot will get into. The third classification of kil'ayim is kil'e behema, kil'ayim of working animals together or mating animals together. This would apply to all animals, whether they're domesticated, like a cow or a sheep, or they're wild animals, such as a lion or a deer, kosher, not kosher, birds, sea creatures. This applies really to everything, which we'll get into. Even though the Torah uses the word behemtecha, which usually refers to a domesticated animal, we'll see how it applies to all animals in future Mishnayot. When it comes to mating animals together, it's only prohibited for a person to make sure that two animals are mating, but it would be allowed to put two different animals in a pen together and to allow them to mate. There's no isur if that happens, and a person's not obligated to stop them if they are mating, and a person is allowed to use the offspring. If this offspring that came from two different animals is born to them, a person is allowed to benefit from that animal. There's also a prohibition of working two different animals together, such as having them plow a field together, putting a yoke on their back and having them plow together, having them pull a wagon is prohibited. There's a disagreement amongst the Rishonim, though, if this prohibition only applies to an animal performing labor together, or if it's just two animals. If a person's leading two animals together, is that problematic? And other such questions, which we'll take upon in the following Mishnayot. Lastly, the final category of kilayim is kil'e begadim, otherwise known as sha'atnez. A person's not allowed to have wool and linen together. The Torah speaks about the isur of sha'atnez twice, one in Sefer Vayikra and one in Sefer Devarim. The Pasuk in Sefer Vayikra says, "Ubegid kilayim sha'atnez lo ya'ale alecha." They shouldn't be put onto you. And then again in Devarim, it says, "Lo tilvash sha'atnez." A person is not allowed to wear sha'atnez. So the first pasuk is teaching us that even covering oneself with a garment of sha'atnez is forbidden. And Hachamim learn from the second pasuk that it's only talking about articles that are usually worn as clothing. That would be the problem, to provide warmth to oneself or someone who's using it for protection in some way. A person is not allowed to do that. But if it's providing no physical benefit whatsoever to a person, for example, the Mishnah talks about somebody who is using a garment to over his knees as he sews it. He's just putting it onto his knees, but he's not actually getting benefit from it. He's using it to sew together, but he's not actually gaining any physical benefit from it. That would be fully permitted. The Mishnayot also say that it's not prohibited for a person to have sha'atnez in his home. There's no prohibition or there's no commandment for a person to destroy sha'atnez. That is fully allowed. He can gain benefit from it 100%. And the prohibition only applies to wearing sha'atnez on one's body, but a person is allowed to lie on sha'atnez. He's allowed to step on sha'atnez. All that becomes allowed. Sha'atnez is wool and linen. Wool and linen, wool is defined as sheep's wool, and linen is a thread made from a flax plant. That's the only time that we can have sha'atnez. All other plant-based fibers or animal-based fibers are allowed to be combined together, even though we may call goat hair or camel hair wool. That's not the prohibition of sha'atnez. And sha'atnez is only prohibited when it's mixed together. When you have these two items, wool and linen, when they're brought together, they're processed, and they're turned into one entity, that's the only time that it becomes Sha'at Nez. But if they're not smooth, if they're not, we'll see different terms we use in the Mishnah. If it's not, if there's no shua, if it's not tavui, if it's not spun, or it's not nuz, it's not woven, there's no prohibition whatsoever of Sha'at Nez. It's only when these things are fully processed and then combined together. In the times of the Mishnah, most garments were assumed to be free from linen. Linen was not commonly used in the clothing, so therefore there was no obligation to check clothing for Sha'at Nez unless unless a person was buying it from a person who was totally unreliable. If a person was buying a wool garment from someone reliable, there was no need to check. But there were certain items that we'll see later on in the end of the Masechet that Hachamim said we are obligated to check for Sha'at Nez because they are commonly created with this combination of wool and linen. Nowadays, though, it's much more common to use linen together with wool in a garment. So unless a person's really buying it from a store that is really reliable and they know what they're selling, they know what's going on over there, they know that certain companies that do not have Sha'at Nez, a person really should check unless he really knows that and he can trust on that individual. I can plug a suit store right now, but I'm not going to. Lastly, we know we start off the Pesukim dealing with Sha'at Nez or dealing with Kil'ayim, with Et Hukotai Tishmoru. You should listen to my decrees. Many of the commentators say that Sha'at Nez is a decree. There's not much of a rationale behind it, but others do get into the understanding of Sha'at Nez and Kil'ayim, and they say that it's a person trying to manipulate the way Hashem created the world, and Hashem created the world in a way that we can use and appreciate and try and get involved with, but we shouldn't try and change the nature of Hashem's creation of the world. And that's what the point of Kilayim is, make sure that you fully observe and understand the sanctity and the perfection that Hashem created the world with. Bezat Hashem, we'll have a beautiful limud going through Masechet Kilayim.